congratulations on the victory. And you knew coming in the big key was your focus that you had touched on coming into tonight here. And I think 20-1 lead after the first quarter, 36-1, pretty much says it all about their team's focus tonight.
Yeah, I was really proud of us. I mean, we keep preaching, you know, that we can never overlook anyone just because first of all, you never know what's going to happen this time of year. And plus, everyone, no one wants to lose. And so everyone's going to give us their best game. And so we have to give us their, we have to give them our best game.
And you guys kind of, it's went inside for quite a bit as well. You guys really put it in the post, players. Some nice moves, some selections there. And all of a sudden, J.C. Rose, for about the first three or four possessions of that first quarter, and for most of that night there, she was kind of your assist leader there for a while, into Lindy or Emily, either one of those two.
Yeah, J.C., she did perfectly. She just took that one dribble, lobbed it into them. I mean, we practice it all the time, but I don't know why we don't ever do it. So today, J.C. just kind of took it upon herself and did it, and she did a great job.
Yes, she did, and she ended up banking out or getting into three tonight there in that third quarter there. But, you know, it was one of those games where you're also able to get most of all your players in and get some activity there. And, you know, that was an opportunity for them to cherish that moment because it's probably not going to be that way the rest of the year.
Right, and definitely they put in the time. You know, they come in the summertime just like everybody else does. And so, you know, we're pretty fortunate to have games where we have leads like this. So that way it's no pressure for them to get in, and that way they can get experience. So if they make a mistake, it's not that big a deal. And I just wanted to really get them a lot of confidence.
You know, Southwestern Heights, you guys did a good job of forcing 11 turnovers. I think unofficially I had you in that first half. But they had some shots where, you know, it was just one of those nights you could tell. And they didn't hit a field goal in the first half. They had some shots that just would go halfway in and out, were right there. They were hitting those in the third quarter, but I thought that was big, I think, for your team's confidence and momentum to get that big lead, and just kind of one of those nights shooting for the Lady Mustangs.
You know, everyone's been there, and, you know, we certainly have been there, and it's super frustrating. And, you know, we knew second half they were going to come out and they were going to start hitting their shots, which they did. So, you know, we were just going to try a couple different things, but we knew – because we're trying different things, it's going to give open looks, but that was worth it, and that gave them some open shots.
What do you probably take away the most from this game here tonight? I know it's tough when it's a 35-point margin, but what do you probably take away the most from your team going forward here?
You know, I want us to appreciate the day and, you know, always celebrate the victory, but understand, you know, we still have two more that we need to go, and so we cannot even look to the championship yet. We have to really focus on our next round, be really, really prepared, because we know whoever we're going to play is going to be tough. So we just got to continue our focus.
Well, it's a Thursday night game. It's either going to be against Hugoton or against Larned. And last check, it was a 10-point lead for Larned going into the fourth quarter there. And so, I mean, you've played Hugoton before, beat them twice here. It was a big win last time. But, you know, they've been playing a little bit better at the end of the season. Larned's been pretty consistent. They're around 500, though, coming in here to tonight. So what do you expect to see maybe from one of those teams coming up on Thursday night?
Well, I know Larned's got some size on the inside, and so, you know, I compare them a lot to Ulysses. I mean, when I say size, I mean like 6'3", and then they also have some pretty strong shooters on the outside, and so we're going to have to really cover that pretty well. But and then Hugoton, I mean, Hugoton. I mean, they're great shooters. They're well coached. They're going to bring a lot of hustle and physicality, so whoever we play, it's not going to be easy.
Well, you get your third straight sub-state quarterfinal win here, and a big win for you guys here tonight. Congratulations, Coach, a 59-24 win and two straight years of 15 wins in this program, and that's big going forward.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you.